If you get it wrong, where did I bring my phone? Okay, I have a buzzer, okay? So if you get it wrong, you're going to get buzzed. Three buzzes and we are out. Is that clear enough? Okay, let's just check my buzzer's working. There we go. We'll turn it up a wee bit lighter. That'll work. Okay, so let's have a go with the first question. Let me see if I can get it. Okay, question number one. Name an animal that lives in a river. Name an animal that lives in a river. Pop your hands up first. Don't. What will you go for? A crocodile. Is a crocodile on our list? It is. Number three was crocodile. Well done, now. Can we get a top answer? Oh, here. Game show audience as well. This is even better. Okay. What about, yeah, buddy? You think you can go? A shark. Does a shark live in a river? Our survey said. Hold on. No, sharks do not live in rivers apparently, okay? Teach you nothing in school these days, disgraceful. No, yeah, buddy, I think you can go on. An otter, does an otter live in a river? Our survey says the second answer was otter. Very impressive, okay? Can we get top answer then? Top answer, yeah. Fish. A fish. How no one thought of this might be the first answer does slightly amaze me, but yes, a fish lives in a river. Well done. Other answers you might have had, a frog or a newt. A newt would have been quite difficult, I will give you that one, but the rest of them, okay, let's go. Second question then. Name something a clown might wear. Name something a clown might wear. What do you think? Yeah, buddy. A red nose. Does our survey have red nose? You know what? You just nailed the top answer in the first one with 41. Well done, buddy. Can anyone else get, let's see if we can get top three then. Yeah. Makeup. Does a clown wear makeup? I'll give you face paint. I think that's about close enough. Yeah, we'll give you that one. Okay. Well done. Last, we'll give you one more go. Can we get something a clown might wear? Yeah. A wig. Does our survey have wig? It does in fourth. Well done. The other answers you might have had, a hat or big shoes. Last question, and this is my favorite one, and I'm expecting us to ace it, okay? Name something children always complain about, okay? So name something children always complain about. Right, don't all fire up at once, okay? Okay, maybe we should be asking the parents for this one. That might be easier. Oh, a few outsiders as well. Let's go over here. What do you think? Going to bed. Do children complain about going to bed? Was our third answer with 19. Well done. Nailed it. Okay, anyone else want to tell me what else do children complain about? Yeah. Homework. Is homework on our answer? Top answer was homework. Okay. I'm pretty sure we could guess all of these. I'll give you one more go to get something on the list. Let me see who maybe hasn't answered one yet. Yeah, have you got one, buddy? Oh, friends. The children complain about their friends. Let me check my answers. Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to get buzzed. It feels a little bit harsh to buzz someone, but sorry. Oh, not friends. They might complain about friends, but maybe not, Mark. Not in our survey. Yeah. But not enough sweets. Not enough sweets. I might give that under hungry. That's maybe where we're going to go. Okay, well, then I'll give you that one. And the last one you maybe could have had was school. Or boredom. How many of us said, oh, I'm bored, I've got nothing to do? But let's make this a little bit simpler, okay? So in Family Fortunes, it's all about asking 100 people. But it's a Bible story, and it only involves 10 people, okay? So I want to ask you a question based on 10 people, okay? It's a story in the Bible, and we're going to read it in a wee sec, where Jesus heals 10 people. So out of those 10 people, how many do you think come and say thank you? So you've got 10 people, okay? It's not even 100, only 10. How many out of 10 do you think will come back to say thank you? Anyone want to hazard a guess? One. Let's have a little read at this story and see if you are right. Let me just swap over. So we're going to read the story, okay? This is from Luke chapter 17. I don't have my glasses, so I can't imagine I'm going to see that. So I'm going to read from my Bible. Is that all right? Just so I can actually see the story, but it's up on the screen for you guys, so you can have a wee look. Okay, it says, as Jesus continued on towards Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village, there 10 lepers stood at a distance crying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and said, go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. one of them, you got it right, only one of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God," and he fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Well, didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." Okay, like, some of you have maybe heard this story before then, have we? Yeah? So we're going to be pros at it, even better, okay? But see, this story is all about a guy who was healed with leprosy. Now, having leprosy was the worst thing in the world back in Bible times, okay? It wasn't just like you had a little cold or you weren't feeling too well. If you had leprosy, basically, because it was so contagious, people kicked you out of your village. So you got kicked out of your house. You had to leave your friends, your family. You didn't have to go to work, but you had to live away from everyone. It would have been horrible. You would have had no life except with other people who also had leprosy. So no one wanted to come near you. No one came to visit. No one invited you around for tea. It was a pretty horrible way to live. And people were normally pretty scared of lepers in case they caught it. But whenever these 10 guys come up to Jesus, what does Jesus do? Does Jesus run the other way and be like, "Oh, Peter, James, John, you go get those boys out of my way"? Or does he hide behind all the disciples and pretend that he hasn't seen them? What does Jesus do? Sounds a bit strange, yeah. He just stayed there, exactly. He didn't run away like everyone else. He didn't try and hide. He didn't try and pretend he'd never seen them. Jesus said to them, he said, "I want you to go to the temple and show yourselves to the people who are in charge." Because that's what people had to do. When they thought they'd been cured of leprosy, they had to go and have it checked out. So whenever they were walking, well, I can imagine they're walking, and all of a sudden they look down, and you're like, "Oh," like leprosy used to cover your hands and your arms. And maybe they look down and think, "My hand looks kind of normal. And, well, this hand's normal." And all of a sudden they realized that they were healed. And you think if you were healed, you'd be super excited. I mean, you would go and show yourself to the priest and be like, look, I'm perfect. I can come back into my family. I can go back into work. I can go back to my house and all these things. But only one came to say thank you. Do you not think that's a little bit strange? Only one person came to say that. But before we all judge and think, "Oh, here, I mean, those other 9 must be the worst people in the world for not coming to say thank you," I wonder, how often do we say thank you? You say it every day, Flip. You must be really great then. Okay, but every day, see, some of us say thank you maybe every day, and some of us, I think, we're maybe a wee bit forgetful when it comes to saying thank you. I mean, let's think today. Who has done something for you today that you should have said thank you for? I mean, did someone make your breakfast for you this morning? Did someone have, no one made your breakfast for you this morning. Oh, Flip, I would be complaining if that was going on, okay? Did someone iron all your uniform for you, make sure you look nice and presentable whenever you came out, do your hair? I'm sure someone sorted you out this morning. Maybe did we say thank you? But then I got to thinking, because we say thank you all the time, what does it actually mean? What does it mean to say thank you? So I Googled it, okay, like we do all these days, dictionaries. No, Google is the new way forward, okay? And Google told me that thank you means, saying thank you means showing gratitude to someone for doing something they did that you couldn't do. So saying thank you means they did something for you that you couldn't do or that you didn't do, so they done it for you. So you say thank you. You see, these guys, they couldn't heal themselves. They couldn't do anything about their leprosy. Yet Jesus was the only one who could do something about it, and he healed them. So I wonder, what can we learn from this story? Because it's really good to look at Bible stories, but if we don't learn anything, then what's the point? Well, is it that maybe we should just say thank you a little bit more? Do you think that's it? I'll just go sit down. Done? Yeah? Some of you are like, yes, please, yes. Just make it be over now. No, I'm afraid that you've stuck with me for a little bit longer. Okay, maybe it is just saying thank you, and that's really important. I mean, maybe who could we be more thankful to? Could we be more thankful to our parents or someone at home? Maybe. Could we be thankful to our brother and sister? That's a bit of a tough one, isn't it? Trying to think of it. Yeah, maybe it's our friends, but here is the toughest one I can think of. What about our teachers? Are we thankful to our teachers? I mean, I used to be a teacher, okay? And I used to think of all these lovely comprehensions to say to everyone for homework, and no one ever said thank you. I thought it was horrible. I mean, everyone loves comprehension, right? No? That was just me. I loved it. I thought it was great. Okay, but anyway, but all these things, teachers work really hard, and we could say thank you to our teachers. But I wonder, why did the 9 other lepers not say thank you? Why do you think the 9 other ones didn't say thank you? Yeah. Yeah, maybe they wanted to go spend time with their family. Perfect. Too excited, yeah? What do you think, buddy? Just a big stretch? Yeah, it's important to get a good stretch on the Sunday, yeah. just forgot you. Maybe they were so excited, they wanted to spend time with their family. Maybe they wanted to do all these things that they got their life back, and they just forgot to say thank you. You know what? But sometimes I think we're a little bit like that. Maybe not with just our family, but maybe we ask God for lots of things. Maybe we pray and ask God for this or ask God for that. And maybe whenever we get it, we're too excited to say thank you, or we just forget. And sometimes we're really bad at saying thank you. But I wonder, why should we say thank you? Why? I wonder why. Here's a little verse in the Bible, okay? Because God's done amazing things for us. And we were looking at how we're talking about devoted to worship as a theme for all of church. And some part of our worship is saying thank you to God as one way that we're able to worship him. So here's a little bit from Psalm 139, okay? And it says, "You saw my body as it was formed. All the days planned for me are written in your book before I was one day old. God, your thoughts are precious to me. They are so many. If I could count them, they would be more than all the grains of the sand. And when I wake up, I am still with you." Okay, how many of us love going to the beach? Yeah? Yeah, how many of us love going to the beach? Some of you, we live in Portlaoise and we don't love the beach. I mean, that's just, that is criminal. Okay, but anyway, I'm sure if you've been to the beach, okay? Whenever I used to go to the beach, I was that annoying child whenever I was younger, okay? Like, had a million one things I wanted to do, did everything really, really quickly, and then was bored, okay? Like one of our top complaining. And so my mom and dad said, "Well, why don't you try and count the grains of sand, okay?" So, I mean, one of those fun games that parents dream up, okay? Something fun you can do, go count the grains of sand. Now, if you've never tried this, there are two main techniques I'd like to share with you, okay? Now, as sand counting pros, I'm sure you're aware of them. You can pinch a little bit of sand, put it in your hand, and try and count. It gets pretty tense, over 50. I mean, one freak gust of wind, one cruel little sister who slaps your hand, and it can all go or the pot. But the other technique, my preferred, is to lick your hand and stick it. Okay, so you go lick, stick, and you count how many stick to you. Okay, that's the kind of more hardcore method of counting sand. Okay, but if you've never tried that before, it's worth a wee go. Anyway, but how many grains of sand do you think there are in the whole of Portrush? Exactly, I couldn't think either. Yeah, over a trillion. Okay, what do you think? Just kind of guess. Over 1,000, yeah, I think there would be massive, and that's just in Portrush. But this verse says, up in the Bible, it says that God, your thoughts of me are so many, if I could count them, they would outnumber all the grains of sand. You see, God thinks about you more than there's a grain of sand on every beach in the whole world. Isn't that amazing that God thinks about you more than every grain of sand in the whole world? That's how special you are to God. That's how amazing you are to God. That's how much God loves you. But there's another verse in the Bible. This is super well known, okay? And I'll bet you'll be able to rhyme this one off to me. But it's another reason why we should say thank you. And I bet you've heard this verse. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." You see, the Bible says, okay, that if we want to get to know God better, or if we want to become more like Jesus and see how much this God of ours loves us and how much he thinks about us, then we have to trust him. But there's a wee problem. We all kind of do some things wrong, don't we? Occasionally we like to kind of disobey our parents, eat too many sweets, maybe not do our homework. Maybe for me it was spellings in school, okay? I was never good at spelling. So it was always that little kind of sneak peek at the person beside me, seeing what they'd written down, and then casually write it down, okay? We've all done things wrong, don't we? But this verse in the Bible says that we can be forgiven. Why? Because God loves us so, so much that he sent Jesus. That Jesus would take the punishment for every wrong thing that we've done. Everything, even if it was really tiny, to something really massive, Jesus would take all the punishment, and we could be forgiven so we could actually get to know God perfectly. See, this verse tells us that Jesus cares about us and loves us so much. So that is one of the reasons why we should be thankful, because we can get to know the God who made the whole world and who thinks about us and cares about us. And that is one of the best ways we can worship is to say thank you for loving us so much. So what I want us to do, okay, and this is going to involve the whole church, all right? So this isn't just the kids. This is a whole church one. Now, I have a microphone, okay? So you kind of have to do what I say. But also, it means when we do this together, I'm the loudest. So if everyone doesn't take part and it's just me, then I feel a little bit stupid standing up at the front. So I'm kind of going to bank on all of you to kind of take part with me here. But I want to do a little prayer, okay? I want us to say thank you to God for something, all right? It can be anything that you think, but I want us, I've got a few examples. Maybe you want to say thank you to God for our family, okay? Or maybe you want to say thank you to God for our school. That'd be a big one to say thank you for. Maybe we want to say, hold on, is this going to work? Maybe we want to say thank you, God, for our friends. Or maybe we want to say thank you, God, for Jesus. But what we're going to do, okay, And so it's going to work. I'm going to say, God, we want to thank you for, okay? And then everybody in church is just going to say one thing, okay? So everyone's going to say it at the same time. So that way it's like one big group prayer. We can just thank God for something. Now, it can be anything you think of, because the person beside you is not going to hear, because they're going to be too busy speaking anyway, okay? So are we with me on this? Yeah? Not reassuring. Is everyone with me on this? Yeah? Excellent. Good, good, good. Please do not leave me hanging. I have a microphone, so it always sounds really loud when I do it, okay? Well, if everyone else doesn't take part, it's just a little bit weird for me, okay? So so has everyone thought of something in their head that they want to say thank you for? Yeah, you got something. Good man, good man. Okay, so let's go for this on three then. So I'm going to say, God, we want to thank you for, and everyone's just going to say out loud, and then I'll say amen, okay? So let's go. Okay, let's pray. God, we want to thank you for... Amen. There were some great prayers coming up from the front here. Maybe you guys didn't hear them, but we just thank God for TV. So that's always really important. But guys, thank you so much for listening. And hopefully that will remind us that whenever we're being devoted to worship, we need to say thank you to God for all the great things he has done for us, including TV. Excellent. Thank you guys so much for listening. You were great.
Adam, thank you very, very much for sharing with us. We're really, in lots of ways, going to just pick up that theme now about thankfulness. 10,000 reasons for my heart to sing. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And just a song that reminds us of many, many, many blessings that God has given us, as well as TV, lots and lots of other things. And most especially as we approach Easter, we just thank the Lord for his death on the cross and the life that is offered to us in Jesus. So please let's stand together.